Conceiving healthy children to help sick ones is nothing new. For years, stem cells have been taken from umbilical cords to provide healthy blood for siblings with leukemia. But the bone marrow has to match. In the past, it was hit or miss. Doctors didn't know until the baby was born. Now research shows a relatively old technology used a new way can help ensure the baby and ailing relative are compatible before pregnancy is established. Some medical ethicists think it will help parents avoid the anguish of considering abortion if the donor fetus can't help the sick sibling. Dr. Norman Fast from the UW-Madison also thinks it could possibly lessen opposition to stem cell research. He says the benefits of screening embryos for tissue compatibility may change more minds, just like initial stem cell breakthroughs did.
Senator Hatch, along with 20 or so other pro-life Republican senators, have said that they think it should be okay to use embryos for stem cell research because, first of all, it's not yet a pregnancy, and therefore they think it has a different moral status. But second, as Senator Hatch said, to be pro-life means you have to be in favor of things that will save lives.
Wisconsin Right to Life does not agree. Executive Director Barbara Lyon says the organization opposes screening embryos because those with defects will be discarded. And she says having a child to save another child presents additional ethical problems.
The child, the embryo, becomes just another commodity to be selected based on what value this child has to another member of the human family, and that's always problematic. Secondly, pre-implementation genetic diagnosis presupposes that if something is found wrong or if there is not a match, then you can dispose of that embryo.
The study on child stem cell donors is featured in the Journal of American Medical Association. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.